question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert, Mary, and Rudy anytime on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter at RM World Travel. Now, back to RM World Travel.
Welcome back to the New York City area, everyone. Mary and I are ready to go as it's time for the next installment of the Chief Travel Leader Series. Before we reconnect with show friend Allison Taylor, the Chief Customer Officer at American Airlines, a brief message about a loyal show sponsor, TravelGuard Travel Insurance.
Travel insurance is important, just like having quality luggage, a valid passport, and of course, a good itinerary. We've been encouraging it for years because you never know when it comes to emergency travel situations. And rather than putting your investment or your well-being at risk, get covered from our friends at TravelGuard.com, as it's affordable and it provides protection in a lot of different ways.
When you think about what travel can cost, the value of your time and possessions, and the expense you're facing if or when something goes awry, it literally is cents on the dollar, folks. Plus, it provides peace of mind. Whatever level or type of protection you choose for your travels, get covered from TravelGuard.com or find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
All right, Robert, let's maximize our time with American Airlines Allison Taylor. I'm looking forward to this segment. Let's get right to her on the show hotline.
Allison, great to have you back on the show with Mary and me. How are you today?
I'm great, Robert, and it's a delight to be back on the show and to hear your voice and Mary's as well.
Well, thank you very much for that.
Nice,
so listen, everyone knows that we're living with the coronavirus, and the pandemic has not been kind to too many in the world of travel, the airlines included. But we're not going to be negative or focus on the doom and gloom. We haven't been doing that now for many months. The national media does a good enough job with that day after day. You know, we're certainly not going to gloss over things with the interview or pretend things aren't happening. We all know that if funds run out at the end of the month, you know, layoffs and cutbacks certainly could be coming. But more importantly, I really want to hear right now how American Airlines has adjusted to the pandemic in terms of your operations, how you're serving the travelers who are still flying regularly, and maybe an area of the operations that you're most proud of right now.
Yeah, thank you for asking. You know, this has been a confronting time globally, and even more so, frankly, if you're in the travel industry. So one of the things that has been so reassuring within American Airlines is the culture is very much always to look after our customers and our team members. And so Doug Parker, our CEO, did a marvelous job working in DC to ensure that we had that payroll protection CARES Act to help us to get through this period as well. And the culture, and I believe our customer focus is what's getting us through. And what we did is as we watched all of our bookings literally plummet, we pivoted. And that's really important. You know, it's, I always loved the quote that came from Charles Darwin that it's not the smartest who'll survive. And it's not those who are the most knowledgeable. It's those, actually, who can change the quickest.
Can adapt,
right? So I think we're very pleased at the fact that we did pivot. And we started to make sure that we listened to our customers and those that might wish to travel, like essential workers. And we immediately got expert advice. We employed Vanderbilt University Medical Center to give us great expertise from their chief epidemiologist, both for what we're doing for our team members and our customers. So, for example, we have temperature checks immediately for all our team members. We put in place our Well for Work program for our team members as well. And we, of course, made sure that everyone felt comfortable who were working from home as well and had all the tools to do that. And then, of course, externally with our customers, we started our reassurance and building confidence program. And that clean commitment has helped us, I think, make sure that those that wish to travel at the moment stay.
Well, let's talk about that a little bit.
I want to dig into that clean commitment. So Robert and I were off last week for the Labor Day holiday weekend, but back on the last live broadcast we did, which was August 29th, I reported on American Airlines increased sanitation and cleaning efforts. Because I do think for our listeners, for all of us who want to fly again, this is key. And I talked about the deployment of this product that you're using, SurfaceWise 2 from Allied Bioscience. So interesting. It looks like it gives a protective layer on everything via an electrostatic spray. So Allison, talk with us and everyone listening around the country about this product and Americans' overall clean commitment.
Yes, SurfaceWise 2 is a product we have developed working with a great partner right here in Dallas, and it received EPA, the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, approval. And they, the EPA, actually announced it 2 weeks ago. This solution, which we spray on all of our aircraft, provides sustained protection and kills coronavirus. Mm-hmm. There is no other solution being used in aviation at the moment that's approved by EPA that actually kills the coronavirus by penetrating the outer shell. And, you know, honestly, I think this electrostatic spraying and the solution, and people understand that it actually kills the coronavirus. Mm-hmm. So when we have SurfaceWise 2, combined with all our other clean commitment and cleaning protocols, for example, we clean on every turn. So as an aircraft comes to the gate, every time, whether it's a mainland or a regional flight, domestic or international, and it doesn't matter where in the world it's landing, we have a strict, disciplined cleaning protocol using very advanced cleaning solutions. And we have it in, of course, the bathrooms, of course, in the galleys, throughout the airplane. And, of course, every night we are also fogging or electrostatic spraying as well. And now, of course, on top of that, we have the SurfaceWise 2.
Well, when you put all those together, again, the HEPA filters and planes, no question.
Yeah.
I want to talk a little bit about, though, the fees in that, because we've also talked about that. You know, I often say that as the entrepreneur, the CEO in me, I feel very blessed to have had a very successful career. But that means I've also endured a lot of challenges in business and, you know, been able to navigate through them and propel forward. I share that because American did something almost 2 weeks ago now, along with some other airlines, and that's eliminating all the change fees for premium and main cabin fares within the U.S., and I know American went a little further with Canada, Mexico, the Caribbean, Puerto Rico, the U.S. Virgin Islands. So those fees, though, Allison, as you know, they added around $820 million to American's bottom line in 2019. Even though revenues and passenger volume are down, and conventional business would say keep as much as you can from a fees, American went ahead and invested in the future by ending the fees. So what's the reaction been from customers, and how important was the move for you?
You know, we did this for our customers. We did it to build reassurance in travel, to also motivate people to be thinking about when am I going to fly next? Because when you combine the fact that we no longer have change fees for the main cabin, business class, premium economy, first class, that can help people make the decision to, I'm ready for that. I've been at home too long. And so we made the announcement. It's been Robert, it's been so well received.
I'm sure it has been.
Yeah.
We applaud it.
And we did it because it's the right thing to do at this time and because we are looking at the different elements of the business because things have changed forever. Just like 9/11, which is obviously, you know, very topical, changed security forever for aircraft and airplanes. This COVID-19 has changed how people will look at flying and travel.
Yeah, I think that it really will. And again, we do applaud that for sure. You know, we only have about a minute and a half, and I'm going to just ask a really quick question of you. You know, since you last joined us, we've added a number of stations. So some people who are hearing you maybe for the first time, they may not know you had a successful career in the hotel sector before moving to American Airlines, I think about 4 years ago or so. So as you look at how the coronavirus has upended operations or relationships or patterns or things maybe we took for granted in travel, what do you expect to see from the travel world once we have a viable vaccine? You have about a minute to go on that.
I think that you're going to see that airlines are leaning on their joint business partners. We announced our Alaska Alliance and our JetBlue Alliance during this time. And also we're working even more closely with Qantas, JAL, and British Airways. Because our network, as we come into 21, will have dropped compared to 2019. And therefore, working with our joint business partners, I think, will be even more important to us going forward.
For all of us, it's a unique time. And one other thing to all of you at American Airlines, you know, Zane Kirby comes on this show pretty frequently. He's the CEO of ASTA. And Mary and I, just before we sat down, that we saw what the American Society of Travel Advisors just named American Airlines their airline partner of the year. So always good things.
Second year in a row.
We'll end it on a high note right there. Yes, Allison.
We're delighted. We really love our travel partners.
Well, they're key.
We're very honored.
Yeah, they certainly are. Allison, we would wish we could go on. Unfortunately, Bobby's going to shut off our mic soon. We don't want that to happen. So thank you very much for the check-in. Our best to you and the team at American. Stay safe. We hope to see you on a flight real soon. And enjoy the weekend, okay?
Absolutely. Thank you, Mary and Robert.
Have a great weekend. Thanks.
All right, there goes Allison and Bobby. I'm going to just make sure we wrap this right now for you. So, folks, listen, 80% of the show is still to go today. Be sure to connect with us on all of our social media platforms at RM World Travel. We're going to get to our C-Block segment after this quick break.
Today's edition of RM World Travel is coming right back. And you can also stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.